This is the message of Scripture. Be strong, brothers and sisters in Christ, and stand firm and declare the love of God that overcomes a multitude of sins. But there's sin. There is sin. I don't hate you, but it's sin. I'm not mad at you. I'm not phobic. It's sin. Turn from it. There is life. God calls us to life. Turn and be healed and come. And there's coffee and tea. And we like each other. We'll hang out when it's over. The preach is almost over. But this is the stuff. And the guy gets himself a little bit worked up. And and Romans chapter 11, verse 7 says, what then? What are you going to do? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. Religion didn't get itself saved. The elect obtained it when they trusted in Jesus Christ, who rose again from the dead and followed Jesus Christ. But the rest were hardened. I don't want Christ. I don't want your truth. I'm not gonna. I'm with the priests of Baal in Elijah's day. I'm with the humanist in our day. And I'm not saying that humanists are the priests of Baal. I'm not drawing a parallel. Anybody turning away from God is left to their own bad ideas to mess up the world by not following God. And it always trends downward. And that's it. Now, look at what I'm trying to do here. I'm talking about the awesomeness of God who brought fire from heaven and the people that we are who follow this God. And Jesus rose from the dead, but we're a bit like sheep among wolves. And that's good because Jesus was meek and mild. And he said, when you follow me, look at me. I am lowly and tender and calm and meek. But in Revelation chapter 13, here's what we get. I saw... And it's a vision. Keep in mind it's a vision. So it's like dreamy, okay? I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads and 10 diadems on its horns and blasphemous names on its heads. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard and its feet were like a bear's and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it, the dragon, who Scripture has identified as Satan, the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. One of its heads seems to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed. And the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, and who can fight against it? And the beast was given a mouth uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. 3.5 years. 42 months. It opened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints and conquer them, and authority was given it over every tribe and people and language and nation, and all the worship the earth will worship it. Everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world. Everybody fooled. Everybody following. For a very long time. How many cycles of crops being planted and harvested is that? We're not talking about a bad week in the stock market. We're talking about years. Everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world in the book of the life of the Lamb who was slain. Okay, if you're saved, you're saved, and you've been saved since the beginning, but you only found out when you turned to Christ. And the way that you know you're saved is that you last until the end. So hang in there and abide. It was written before. You've discovered it in your life, and it will last. Hold on. If anyone has an ear to hear, let him hear. If anyone is to be taken captive, to captivity he goes. If anyone is to be slain with the sword he must be slain. Here is a call for the endurance and faith of the saints. The point of reading this bit is that in the future, things are worse than in the time of Elijah. in the future, things are worse than the way they are now, which is difficult.